No word from your applicants, I assume?
Not yet, no.
All right. Well, there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'll go ahead and start. So with that, I'll get my gavel up. And good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is Thursday, January 27th, 2022 at 9 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. This is number 21-04571, a request for approval of a conditional use permit or CUP to allow the conversion of an existing 896 square foot manufactured home currently serving as a special care unit into a detached accessory dwelling unit or ADU on a 0.81 acre residential property at 2155 Oakdall Road East. Probably didn't say that right, but someone can correct me later. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like this one. And today it will be my role to collect evidence in the form of exhibits and testimony to determine whether this proposal complies with the county's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinances, critical areas ordinances, and the specific criteria for approval of an ADU under section 17410060 of the municipal code, as well as the requirements for a conditional use permit under section 1755030 of the municipal code. To that end, I received 13 exhibits in advance of the hearing that I had an opportunity to review. These include a staff report prepared by county staff, the application materials themselves, information on the review that occurred by various county departments and governmental agencies, a narrative from the applicant and their team, as it were, the floor plans and elevations for the project, information on the environmental review that occurred under our state's Environmental Policy Act, including the determination of non-significance or DNS issued by the county, and information on the notice of application and notice of hearing that went out in relation to the hearing today. And also I received a PowerPoint, I believe. So I'll go ahead and admit those 13 exhibits into the record. Should anyone have additional exhibits they'd like admitted into the record, let me know when it's your opportunity to testify, and I'll go ahead and address admitting additional exhibits at that time. Speaking of testimony, all testimony today will be under oath or affirmation. That's because we're my decision to be appealed under our state's Land Use Petition Act. The recording of today's hearing, as well as the admitted exhibits and my decision, would serve as the foundation for any such appeal. I may and often do ask questions of those that are testifying. I'm not trying to trip anyone up. I'm just trying to ensure I have a thorough understanding of the proposal so that within 10 business days of the record closing, I'm able to produce a decision that is hopefully clear and legally defensible. Also, here in Kitsap County, there is a policy that was put in place in light of COVID, and essentially the record will be left open one additional week to allow folks that had challenges with use of the remote technology to submit comments in lieu of live testimony. So I just note that for the record, so everyone's aware of that. Finally, the order that we typically follow, and I believe we're going to follow today, is first I will swear in county staff, who will give an overview of the proposal and discuss the county's review of this particular application. Then we'll turn to the applicant to see if there is any additional information they feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of in advance of my making any decision on this proposal, if there is an applicant. And then we will see if there are members of the public interested in testifying at that point. And if so, they will have that opportunity. And finally, if appropriate or needed at the end, we'll turn it back to the applicant team and county staff to respond to any such testimony. So that's kind of how we're going to do things. I thank everyone for being here. And with that, I'll go ahead and get our planner, Ms. Robles, sworn in. There we are.
Okay. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And could you clearly state and then spell your name for the audio recording and explain your role here at the county?
Sure. Roxanne Robles, R-O-X-A-N-N-E, R-O-B-L-E-S. I am a senior planner for Kitsap County's Department of Community Development.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. I will start my presentation. All right. Can everyone see my screen?
Not quite yet.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay. Great. Okay, you can still see it?
Yes.
Okay, it's not really showing up for me, but anyways. Good morning. My name is Roxanne Robles, and I'm before you today to present a conditional use permit to convert an 896 square foot special care unit to an accessory dwelling unit or ADU at 2155 Oakdale Road East in Port Orchard. All right, come on. The subject site is located in South Kitsap, and it is within Commissioner District Number 2. The site is, the surrounding properties are varying sizes and are developed primarily with single family residences or remain undeveloped.
Ms. Robles, your slideshow is not forwarding. I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe you want to stop it and try to start it again.
Sure. Or... Sorry about that.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm trying to share this one. Okay. Sorry, I was sharing the wrong. Can you see? I should be on the site aerial.
Now you are. Yes.
Okay. Oops. Sorry about that. Okay. So, subject site is located in South Kitsap, Commissioner District Number 2. Is it forwarding now?
Yes.
Okay, great. The surrounding properties are varying sizes, primarily single family residences or undeveloped. the site is currently developed with a two-story, 2,198 square foot primary dwelling seen there in the center. It was built in 1985. On the south side, kind of directly south of the primary dwelling, is the 896 square foot manufactured home that was built in 1978. It's currently serving as a special care unit. And then to the north, east of the primary home is a 2,568 square foot detached garage, which was built in 1991. There are two existing driveways that provide access from Oakdale Road East on the west end of the property. The proposal is to close the southern driveway with the gate and landscape the associated driveway to be consistent with the rest of the property. No new access is proposed.
And sorry, back on that slide, Ms. Robles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's hard to see, but is there a driveway kind of in the trees down at the bottom there that goes directly to where that existing, what will become the ADU is, I guess?
Yes, it's on the southwest corner.
Okay.
You can just barely see it to the west of the kind of shade of the trees.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. Thank you for clarifying that.
So legal noticing, public notice, noticing to the applicant, owner, interested parties, and surrounding parties was issued 15 days prior to the hearing. However, physical noticing for this hearing was delayed to 10 days before the hearing due to the holiday. Kitsap County keeps the record open for 7 days following the hearing to allow for comments, which will allow for more than 15 days for comments to be submitted and heard. The initial notice of application was sent out October 15th. The CEPA determination of non-significance was published December 22nd, and then the staff report was distributed on January 20th.
And on that, the sort of delay, if you will, that only related to notice of the hearing today. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Didn't impact CEPA or, no. Or okay, great. Thank you for clarifying.
No. And then no comments have been received. No map critical areas on site, no environmental concerns for this proposal, especially since the home is existing. Zoning for the site is rural residential. Current zoning is rural residential. Comprehensive zoning is also rural residential. An approved site plan is included as Exhibit 3. The project is served by a private well and on-site septic system, kind of along the east side of the property. Health District had no comments as all systems are existing. You can see the current special care unit, proposed ADU, highlighted in red in the bottom of the site plan. excuse me, the applicant submitted floor plans and elevations of the existing structures included as exhibit 5. The habitable area of the residence is 2,198 square feet. 50% of this value exceeds 900 square feet. Therefore, the ADU is limited to 900 square feet, and it meets this requirement at 896 square feet. The proposed ADU floor plan shows a 64 by 14 one-story structure, 896 square feet, meeting this requirement. The code requires the ADUs designed to maintain the appearance of the primary residence. Both structures have a similar lap siding, roof pitch, and windows as shown on the elevations included as exhibit 5. Condition 7 ensures both structures will be constructed and remain similar in appearance. So the project was found to be consistent with the comprehensive plan, compliant with applicable codes and regulations, and compatible surrounding area with no detrimental characteristics. Staff recommends approval of this project with 24 conditions.
Okay, did that conclude your presentation?
That concludes my presentation, thank you.
All right, so hold on, let me pull up my own notes. You had just noted, obviously this is a pre-existing structure and the site is served by a private well and on-site septic, but I think in my notes I had written down or seemed to read that there's going to be a new septic, at least a new drain field associated with that, what would become the ADU.
Oh,
did I read that wrong or?
No, you're right. There's an existing drain field and, oh, the site plan doesn't show it, but yes, I believe there will be a new, oh yeah, ADU drain field. It's kind of hidden underneath the, some line work and like gravel hatching, right. But you can see that just to the right, to the east of the existing drain field, there will be an expansion of the drain field. Thank you for catching that.
No problem. And I think Kitsap Public Health, if I recall, already approved the approach to septic on site.
Yes.
Okay. And let's see, we already talked about the driveway. I was like, oh, didn't the last one of these that I heard have two driveways? What are the odds? But you already explained this one also had two driveways and we're going to get rid of one. So that's clarified. Just to be clear, the staff report doesn't sort of address the criteria for a conditional use permit specifically, but that is section 12. Your findings are essentially in relation to the criteria for a CUP. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I know a lot of the conditions that are associated with proposals like this are sort of pro forma, if you will, but condition 21 talks about stormwater quality control. I assume so long as nothing major is happening, there wouldn't actually be the requirement for additional sort of stormwater analysis. Is that a correct assumption?
Yeah, and they're actually reducing the amount of impervious surface on site by removing a gravel driveway and kind of reducing the primary driveway. So if anything, their stormwater, on-site stormwater treatment will be improved.
Okay. Amount of gravel driveway. And then finally, I think the applicant's own materials reference the fact that they were potentially going to be renting the property just at, or renting the ADU were this to be approved. Just out of curiosity, you know, ultimately, do you know, does that require any other types of permits from the city?
No, as long as it's a long-term rental, anything shorter than 30 calendar days requires a conditional use permit. It's considered a vacation rental.
Okay, so a long-term rental doesn't require a specific permit.
No.
Okay, maybe a business license? Do you happen to know? I just think it's worth asking because I'm learning all the time myself. And
right. No, just the conditional use permit for a long-term rental.
Okay, wait.
For short-term rental. I'm sorry, for vacation rental. Nothing special for the long-term rental.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that for me. I don't believe I have any additional questions for you. Did you have anything further, or were there other members of staff you intended on calling on today?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, we know who Scott Diener is. We have someone identified as Dean, also with a hand raised, so.
I'm gonna raise your hand, is that what I said? Yeah, I don't know if you can hear.
I can. Were you interested in testifying today?
Well, it's this is my dad's property, and he's with me today. And oh, so, the applicant, yes, correct.
Oh, good. Okay, so this is Orville Nail Jr.?
Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and swear you in. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
Thank you. And can you just spell your name clearly for the audio recording?
O-R-V-I-L-L-E-C-L-I-F-F-O-R-D-N-A-I-L-J-R.
Great, thank you for being here. So this is your opportunity to present any additional information you feel that myself or members of the public should be aware of before I make any final decision on this application.
All right. Well, so I read through the report, and it looks, you know, we don't really have any big issues. I know that this is kind of, if you will, what we all have to follow to get this thing occupied, right? So
Real quick, is this Dean speaking or Orville?
Well, this is Dean on my dad's behalf.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to swear you in as well, just so we know what's going on. So do you swear for him to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
I do.
And could you clearly state and spell your name for the record?
So Dean Nail, D-E-A-N-N-A-I-L.
Great, thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I read the report and I don't remember the condition, but one of them was to, we're going to remove the fence and the driveway. And there was a note about restoring the shoulder and ditch line and some different things. And that, while I think it's probably not necessarily an issue, but there is no ditch line there. And because it is a rural road and a dead end, it doesn't typically have a shoulder and a sidewalk or anything that you may find uniform with a traditional road, if you will. So there's no ditch to restore. And there wouldn't be an opportunity to create one because it wouldn't go anywhere. This is the end of the road. And there is no, there was nothing removed to install the driveway that we're going to take out. So that condition is going to be very difficult to meet.
Okay, so let me just, so I know exactly what we're talking about, I'm going to pull up the staff report. Ms. Robles, do you happen to know which condition specifically this was related?
Yeah, that's condition 23.
Okay, ground surface to match. I suppose that so long as the right-of-way matches, let's see, this condition will be verified. So I assume, are there additional building permits that are going to be required, Ms. Robles? I guess, how would this condition play out in your mind?
So you're saying there is no, I mean, if you're not going to be using it as a driveway, you're going to need to convey stormwater along the road somehow.
Right, and that's the challenge. So currently, my dad's yard is maybe a foot and a half, 2 feet lower than the road. So you have the roadway that's elevated, and it literally just drops off to his fence line, and then from there it's just yard. So there is really no ditch, and so as we remove the driveway and carry that fence through, we can create that drop down, if you will, but there is no opportunity to create a ditch.
Right now, it's a turnaround for every drop in the world.
Well, yeah, and it's a cul-de-sac. So, I mean, currently, the existing driveway is, trucks pull in there to turn around. It's pretty tight in there. So, but that's kind of a separate issue.
So that comment came from traffic and road, so public works and stormwater. It didn't come from land use environmental.
And I feel like that's a kind of a standard answer. you know?
Well, I mean, they examined the site. And so if they put that condition in, then that means that they want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So there's a ditch on the adjacent property to the north and south.
No, there's not a ditch there either. Yeah. This is a, you know, long time dead end road with very, very little traffic. So there is no road improvements that we would recognize as, you know, standard.
Existing southern road.
Yeah. Is older.
Well, I think as long as you match existing right of way conditions, I think that's more the important intent of this condition. Yeah. Since there will be an inspector that comes out
right
to verify this.
Do that. That's a better way to state it, that we will match existing that we can achieve. Yeah.
I believe that is more the intent. And just to make sure that there's no disruption of stormwater conveyance mm-hmm. because of the change of use.
Right. Okay. Well, we can match the existing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, the intent of this conditional use permit is that you don't create any further detrimental conditions. So whatever you do, you know, you can't convey stormwater onto somebody else's property or create any condition that's going to make stormwater drainage any worse or burdensome for any of your neighbors.
Right. No, we understand that. And
okay.
Yeah. And so essentially we're going to remove the driveway and turn it into yard landscaping but we can match the existing conditions.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great.
Okay. Anything further you wanted to share from the nails?
I don't know that it's a big deal, but the home is actually bigger than 2,100 square feet. It has essentially three floors, but we still meet the conditions. So I don't think it's necessary to change. It is a little bit bigger than what was stated though.
But you're not planning on augmenting or expanding the existing
Yes, correct. Not in any way. It'll stay just as it is.
Okay. And the other conditions that have been recommended in the staff report, no issue with any of those?
Correct.
Okay. Anything further than from you or your father, Mr. Nail?
All right. I don't believe so.
Sounded like I don't believe so.
That's correct. Yeah. So we're good. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. So the only other person is with county staff. So Ms. Revis, anything further before I conclude our hearing today on this matter?
No.
Okay. Well, I have reviewed the exhibits that were submitted in advance of the hearing, listened to the testimony today, including the clarifying sort of back and forth between Dean Nail and Planner Roxanne Robles. And based on what I've heard, I intend on ultimately issuing a decision approving the proposal with the recommended conditions. I will take condition 23 under consideration and determine whether any sort of alteration to that would be necessary, although it sounds like with the intent being what it is, it's not ultimately probably necessary to change it. But I do point out again, as I pointed out at the outset, that here in Kitsap County, in light of the use of remote meeting technology and the ongoing pandemic, we do leave the record open one additional week. That way, if there were folks that were struggling to join the meeting or participate because of technological issues, they have an opportunity to do so. So essentially the record will close 1 week from today, and then I will produce a decision within 10 business days of the record closing. So with that, we can go ahead and end today's hearing. I thank everybody for being here and participating. And I also understand this is Ms. Robles' last hearing before the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner, so we wish her well. With that, we'll go ahead and end today's hearing. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.